Hey, it is the Grace Point Daily Podcast. It's Jeremiah Johnson, and it is a Monday morning. I love Mondays. It's been a good Monday so far. I did another podcast, hung out with a good friend, ate pizza, started the week off good. So there we go. I can't hate Monday today. Well, I am just here to bring you a little word of encouragement. That's what we do on the Daily Pod, Grace Point Daily Podcast. Daily encouragement for your daily walk with Christ. I am starting to read the book of Ephesians. I'm starting to preach through it. So, you know, I'll give you some thoughts. No mountain biking, no Arkansas illustrations today, my friends. Just straight up the word of God. Just encouraging you just with a little bit of scripture here. So Ephesians chapter 2, if you guys have or watching, or if you have a Bible, you can check it out online there. Ephesians chapter 2, out of the Message. So I'm one of those guys I appreciate and look around at different messages or translations of the Bible. I typically read out of the NLT or the Amplified, sometimes the NIV, but I do appreciate the Message, its twist that it puts on things occasionally here and there. So let's bounce over to there. Ephesians chapter 2. It says, it wasn't so long ago that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. You know what I find interesting is that the older we get, you know, our sense of time, like we lose it, or it just gets weird, right? Our sense of time is just, you know, not what it normally was. So, but I love what the Bible's saying. The Bible's telling us here today, and I put this in my own ballpark in my own life here today. You know, Jeremiah, it wasn't so long ago, my friend, that you were living a life of sin. It wasn't so long that you were stuck in that today. And so for some of us today that are following Jesus, and maybe we wouldn't follow Jesus for a really long time, hey, just remember, it wasn't so long ago that you were living a life of sin. We're stuck in those old ways, right? Bouncing back over to you, said, you let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living. And I want to tell you today, if you're watching this, the world doesn't know anything about living. The world just views living through pleasure, stuff, money. They don't know anything about true peace, contentment, happiness, joy. They don't know anything about real living, but Jesus does. And that's why, you know, I make these podcasts, because I'm trying to point you to him, because he's the one who gave me life, meaning, and purpose. Because I used to live that life, and now I have found true life in Christ, all right? And it just said, which doesn't know the first thing about living, don't let them tell you how to live. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhaled disobedience. Wow, I love that way it says that. We all did it. All of us doing what we felt like we were doing when we felt like doing it. All of us in the same boat. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with the whole lot of us instead. And to me, that's a great, just simple definition of sin. Sin is when I just do what I want to do, what I feel like doing. And that, when I read that phrase, that does take me back to the way I used to be, to the old life. Because the old life pre-Jesus was all about what I felt like doing. And that is sin, all right? We all did it. That's what the Bible says. We all did it. All of us did what we felt like we're doing. When we felt like we were doing it, all of us were in the same boat. And I do love, again, this just little phrases putting out. It's a wonder God didn't, and he really does have the right to just kind of get rid of us if he really wanted to, but he didn't. And let's read what the Bible says. Instead, immense in mercy and with incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did it all on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in the highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Man, I'm just meditating on that today and saying, like, wow, it wasn't so long ago that I used to live the stagnant life of sin, that I was letting the world, who doesn't know the first thing about living, tell me how to live. And I was filling myself with pollution, essentially. I was just reading this article today on the news talking about natural disasters and pollution and all this kind of stuff. That's what the world does. It polluted me with unbelief. And the exhale of my life was essentially disobedience. And I did it. We all did it. We've all done it. You know, the Bible says we've all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. We did what we felt like doing. We were all in the same boat. And it's a wonder, man. Come on, guys. Some of you that know Jesus and you've become alive in Christ. I mean, it's a wonder, right? We can all say amen to that. It's a wonder that God didn't just zap us or whatever. But God is immense in mercy, and he's incredible, loving God. He embraced us. And so here's just a practical thought today is, remember, sin is living like you want and how you feel whenever you feel like it. But the godly life and life in Christ is now not saying, God, I don't want to live the way I want to live or however I feel like living. I want to live your way because your way is the better way and the more fulfilling life-giving way. I know that's not overly complicated, but it is complicated in that every day when I wake up, there's this sinful nature trying to get me to do what I want to do, what I feel like doing. And it's that daily act of surrender and that daily renewing of trust in the Lord to keep living life in Christ. And if you're in church on Sunday, that's what was my encouragement. Keep living life in Christ. I'll talk to you next time.